Eddie, here's another case. This is from Dr. Maria Picton, also from North Carolina. And this is an older patient, an 86-year-old man, a previous smoker who actually had stage 2A squamous cell of the lung that was removed 3 years ago, but then came back with metastatic disease. The patient got carbo-paclitaxel and pembrolizumab, did well, actually had a very good response to that, but unfortunately now recently has developed progressive disease, although the patient is clinically stable. And Dr. Picton right now is trying to decide what to do. It's an older patient, a little bit frail. Here's Dr. Picton.
I'd like to know what would be the next step in treatment. I know that he already is progressing on immunotherapy. So the next step would be chemotherapy, 86 years old. That's my question. I think that I would expose him to carboplatin and paclitaxel again versus single agent, Relvin or Gemzar.
Can you comment, Eddie, first of all, on the case itself and then kind of what you might be thinking about right now?
Sure. So one thing that I think is interesting about this case is that particularly since the approval of pembrolizumab is monotherapy in patients with any PD-L1 expression, there's been a push towards putting patients on more monotherapy, particularly if they're older. But it sounds like this is a case of an 86-year-old who the practitioner felt would be able to tolerate chemoimmunotherapy and actually did quite well with it. And I think that's important to note. I think that in terms of sort of the duration, in general, there's always a thought if you stop the pembrolizumab and then they have disease worsen, should you go back to it? In this case, the time period is so short that it sounds like it may just be incidental that the pembrolizumab was stopped and this increased. The only thing that I might say is that prior to the immunotherapy era, we generally didn't go back to platinum-based chemotherapy after a patient had once received platinum-based chemotherapy. And I would be cautious of doing that. I think that this post-chemo immunotherapy situation is a particularly problematic one and one where we don't have good options. So single agent gemcitabine seems to me to be a reasonable treatment option, but also to recognize that an 86-year-old who now has progressed on this regimen, that this is a difficult clinical scenario.
So Dr. Picton had another question that I thought was very interesting, which is what about afatinib? So this patient does not have an EGFR mutation, but I think afatinib is actually approved in this situation.
I will not use afatinib in a situation like this. I think either a clinical trial of some sort if the patient is in good shape or single agent gemcitabine is what I would go with, but I would not use afatinib.
Govindan, any situations where you do use afatinib? There was some data that came out trying to link up the benefit to some type of HER2 abnormality. Do you ever use afatinib in wild type disease like this?
Not really, no. Only in the context of EGFR mutation. I was going to say that I agree with Eddie's point that I would advise against the use of carboplatin second time around. And also the combination of gemcitabine and carboplatin, even in a fit 45, 50-year-old, can cause significant thrombocytopenia. And I think in an 86-year-old gentleman, I would say we ought to be cautious. The one drug which I think has been overlooked a lot and is excellent in this setting is vinorelbine. It got a bad rap because of that one randomized study that compared docetaxel, Frank Fasella study, docetaxel versus dealer's choice, ifosfamide or vinorelbine, that showed low response rate to vinorelbine. But vinorelbine is a single agent, is an excellent drug in non-small cell lung cancer, particularly in the squamous cell type. So I tend to use vinorelbine single agent quite a bit.